Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, touching up bars. How many cheeks? Snickerdoodle shortbread, touching up bars. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One. Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
And go to fourparents.gov.
For help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your muffin head.
Your cuddle bug.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Celebrate this love we build.
Celebrate Earth Day.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, yes, yes. Let me love, let me love in a holy, holy way.
Let me love in a holy, holy way.
Let me love, let me love in a holy, holy way.
Let me love,
let me love in a holy, holy way. Yes, indeed, it's all about love, and I love everything about me. Ooh, okay, I think it's going to be one of those shows. Anyway, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversation Radio, where change begins, and you make a difference. I don't know what's going to happen on this show until I open my mouth. I think I know what's going to happen. But anyway, I welcome it. Oh, and I welcome you. Thank you for being here. That's the Agape Choir. To love, to live in a holy, holy way. When you love in a holy, holy way, you're not tripping about anything else. When you love in a holy, holy way, that love goes forth and just pours. Okay, now, okay, I think I'm breaking up again. I can't take this breaking up. Let's see what's going on here. Okay, I won't trip. Let's do this.
Let's do that. Okay. So you're trying to tell me that wonderful singing introduction you guys in here clearly messed out of again. Stop it. Don't even do it.
thank you, Celeste, for that heads up. Yes, okay, so where were we? Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. And because you didn't hear me at the beginning, I'm going to sing again. I'm going to sing.
Oh, let me know that
now, this
love
is my
can
favorite
heal us
part.
All.
There we go.
Oh, let me know that love can heal us all.
Let me know that love is real.
Okay, you can stop now. Stop. That's why you were breaking up at the beginning.
Agape Choir reminds us to live in a holy, holy, holy way. Place of wholeness. And when you live from this place, when you remember that you're one with the one, you give up the fight, the worrying, and the complaining, and the judgment about, we destroyed my earth. Our kingdom will have no planet to live on. It won't matter, because if there's no planet, there'll be nobody to live on it. So there'll be no need to reproduce another human being, because life will always take care of itself. Okay, I'm going too deep. Let's slow down. I'll break it down later what that means. Before you get upset, just stay with me. You're not going somewhere with this. But all is well, all is well.
Oh, let me serve in a holy, holy way.
I'm having fun with this song. It's so good, I want to just keep playing it over and over. But we won't do that because we'll play it over and over. So we can just let it go now. We can just release and let go. No, we're not playing that either. The Agape Choir, if you want to find out more about them, as a matter of fact, to find out more about them, go to Agape Live, LIVE.com, Agape Live, .com. Find out about the wonderful service and all the great things they're doing, and people living in a holy, holy way, expressing themselves in a holy, holy way. Even if they forget they're in a place of holy, holiness. And some people choose to see themselves and think, you know, do some comparison and some, you know what. Those of you who were on the stream yesterday know exactly what I'm talking about.
it was a wonderful experience to watch people's response, and all this love became something else. But anyway, moving right along, we're just going to celebrate life. We're going to celebrate all that life is, and Purple Crown is telling us celebrate Earth Day every day, not just June, what is it, June, July 22nd, 23rd, something like that. Whenever it is, celebrate Earth Day every day, because you are not big enough to destroy the planet. When you take care of yourself in a holistic way, when you recognize there's so much more to you, you will remember and recognize and realize with real eyes that the earth, you are an extension of the earth. So you take care of the earth and you take care of yourself. More on that later, coming up. In the meantime, let's do the weather. Oh, yes, it's going to be one of those shows. But it's all good. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at a lifeconversationsradio.com. And the number is 347-426-3346. Melly, don't encourage me. Don't encourage me, because all I need is just a little bit of encouragement. I might just do a show singing through the whole whatever hour that's left, hour and a half or something. Peaceful, lovely lady, it is nice to see you back. It's nice to put you, I'm happy that you put your clients and your babies and world peaceful thing you're doing out there to save the world. You said, you know, I'm going to spend a day with Life Coach a day because I've gone too many days with Life Coach a day. And my day hasn't, okay, stop it. And my day hasn't been the same. Get it out. Okay, and Melly, it's nice to see you. Welcome back, Electra. Bitch! I can't help but do that. But listeners don't know exactly what I'm saying. I can't even do it like Electra does it. She does it with a saying, bitch! It's so. Anyway, when you hear, you know what I mean. It's an inside joke. Anyway, I welcome all of you. I welcome Glenda, Celeste, and all of you on the phone line. Glow, and Gooch. Nice to see you. So today, I won't do that. I won't put you on front glow because I put you on glow next time we talk. Put you on glow. Okay, yeah, that's good. Put on front street. Press one and let's talk. I was talking to you. But I'm just speaking out loud. No, absolutely not. People are encouraging me to sing. I am not going to sing. I refuse. I'm doing my singing right now. Can't you hear it? I'm singing through my words. Watch this. You're going to start moving, and you get in touch with the tune within you. You're going to be in tune with the truth of who you are. Just keep listening. Before you know, you're dancing around the street, and then what music are you listening to? You're like, I'm listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. I've never heard of that song before. Give them the phone number. They'll hear it. Tell them the website address. What is going on today? Yeah, okay, well, let's do an announcement. Maybe that will bring all this energy. I'm in a silly mood. You guys are not surprised about that, are you? So, announcements. Purple Crown. Every day. Celebrate Earth Day every day. You can find him on Facebook. He goes by his name, Purple Crown, a.k.a. Hajj Abdul Samad. You can find him on Facebook. Okay, let's do some announcements. I am so happy to share with you that I have a brand new website address. I've been working hard. I didn't trip. I was working with my hosting company, and we finally resolved it, and it's perfect. Now, I'm going to tell you about the upcoming guests, but I may not tell you regularly now because I'm just going to let you step up and do your thing. Now, if you want to find out what's going on here at Life Conversations Radio Network, all you've got to do is go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Oh, my God, that feels so good to tell you. LifeConversationsMedia.com, and that will take you to our site. Now, it's not a new website. It's just a simpler URL, so you don't have to type LifeConversationsRadio.network. That was just too much for me to even read out. But now I've done it, and now you can just type LifeConversationsMedia.com. And you can go up and look at the homepage, the producer, the programs, the upcoming guests, the program guide, Ask Life Coach Ade. Let's see what else Betty has there. Give a shout out. Oops, don't say that out because we don't do shout outs. See, that's why we don't do shout outs. What is this Life Conversations Radio Lounge? I don't even know what that is. Betty's been adding stuff. She's just really working away. Let's see what this Life Conversations Lounge is because I don't even know. Wow, sit back and enjoy. Yeah, that will bring you to the show live. And let's go. You click the more button, and then be a guest. It's contact. Send us a testimonial. National Help Hotline. I mean, the only thing that's missing here is nothing. You got everything you need. The only thing that's missing is nothing. Go figure. But anyway, let me tell you about upcoming guests. Because just those of you who are listening online and can't get to our website right now. We have Tom Zuber joining us next Tuesday, October 13th. No, come on, that's today. Okay, October 18th. Tom Zuber will be telling us, sharing with us about using death and the loss of a loved one as a transformational tool. I mean, this is a man who lost his daughter. 9 years later, he lost his wife. I think 2 years after that, he lost his son, and oh, my God, I was reading his bio yesterday, and I was tearing up. But he's out here, he's doing his work through the losing, if you will, of his loved ones. He found his calling. His calling was activated. Now he's teaching people, sharing with people how to really use death as a transformation. You don't stop living because they've gone to the other side. You continue to live your own life. He's going to be joining us on Tuesday, October 18th. And then October 24th, we have another certified professional tarot reader, certified psychic medium, and ordained minister. Her name is Corby Mitlead. She'll be joining us taking readings. So we've got quite a few things going on. That's just part of it. There's much more. We have Lisa Williams, a world-renowned medium, and all the other stuff. So anyway, you see, that's why we won't be telling you about the guests, because there's so much going on. We'll take the whole show. LifeConversationsMedia.com is where you need to be. Now let's talk. Okay. Oh, okay. Well, let's talk about divorce. No, we're not. Someone's asking me in Facebook, how did you get involved with that? But I'm not talking about that right now. I will later on after the show, Mo. Oh, that's right. His name is Mo. He wants to know I got involved with something. So let's take a break. Let's just really, it's a joyful energy. It's this full moon in Aries, and you know I'm an Aries. So it's a lot of energy going on. It's a good thing I'm not driving. So let's just taking a deep breath, ground ourselves, and remember who we are.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Yes, indeed, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free, and so is the planet. Betty's telling me that that address doesn't work. It works. I just tried it. I think I know what the problem is, Betty. We have to do that technical stuff later. But it's lifeconversationsmedia.com. We've got Life Coach Ade. LifeConversationsRadio.com. Now we have LifeConversationsMedia.com. Ooh, God help me. Am I going to trip over myself or what? And today we are talking about Mother Earth, planet Earth. You are not big enough to just destroy the planet. What does that mean? There's a lot going on. We're talking about the global, whoa, wait a minute. I don't understand what's going on today. Okay, let's try this. All right. I think we're good. What's the energy going on today? Maybe we'll bring Celeste to give us a reading for the day. Because crazy stuff is happening on
And the computer, as always, you know.
Yeah, I think we're used to this now.
Let's keep it moving.
You're not strong enough
to destroy the planet.
You're not big enough
to destroy the planet.
And technology is trying to run
Now, so that's that was what I said.
My computer does.
Okay,
just
bear
that in mind.
We're going to do the show. I promise.
We're going to do the show today.
What's the lesson
here? Tell me.
The lesson is, since you can't do anything about it now, life coach, you can just let it be and move on with today's show.
Yeah, that's it.
So,
Betty's going to join in on this conversation.
Betty and I were talking, you know, with my co-producer, thinking of things to share on the radio. We were talking about
people, you know, how they are about Earth and the planet,
global warming. I mean, even in the presidential debate, they use that to against each other to say they don't believe it. You believe in it. Some scientists say it's a hoax. Some say it's not. You know, they
what's his name, the
Mr. Vice President. I can't remember his name now. Anyway, don't worry about it. Everybody knows what you're talking about.
You know, we're back and forth. We're actually fighting ourselves to save the planet.
Do you know? Do you? I mean, I just need to remind some people that this planet, Mother Earth, is a living, breathing organism. It is constantly healing itself and balancing itself. So, you ain't big enough to destroy it. Humans. There's so much going on. It's not the only planet.
Humans are not the only beings on this universe.
Somehow, we humans
have a tendency to be arrogant.
And think we are the only thing that was created.
There might be some other beings out there. We need to wake up.
And realize that there's so much more going on.
Yes.
Believe me. Don't get confused.
You know, let's
respect this home that we're part of. What I'm saying is about intention. There are people who came to this planet who call themselves to take care of the planet. There are people who call themselves forth to serve humanity.
There are people who call themselves forth to bring order.
Sometimes they get out of order.
Policemen.
There are people who call themselves forth to teach, to activate the truth inside every child, every human being, every person. Sometimes they get it.
The knowledge is already within the people, so they have to stop down there and have to be regurgitated for something.
But now there are some people, some of us, those of us that are united in spirit,
to think if we don't take care of the planet, we're all going to die.
So when you take care of the planet, you're going to die anyway.
Oh, wait, there's no death.
It's just transformation. The dinosaurs, what they need to do is gone.
Who knows? Maybe we're another, some people say we evolved from the dinosaurs.
Can we just realize that we don't have the bigger picture? When you decide, when you choose to live from a place of a holistic echo,
what is really going on?
Alright, we're going to play some song and figure out what's going on. Let's find something else. I need a gift. I can't even. I'm going to hijack by physical beings.
because they're messing with the computer, they're messing with the sound, sound gibberish. It'd be great. Right. Karen Drucker, rescue me. I need some gift. I need a gift. You're not live, so you didn't tell everybody else you were laughing, but okay.
These are the gifts of the
Lord.
Love, joy, and peace. Gifts of the goddess. Are you ready to receive all the gifts of the goddess? Love,
Glenda.
Joy, and peace. Gifts of the goddess. Are you ready to receive?
Ready, Piggy?
Are you ready?
Ready. So are you telling me you were
ready? Ready to receive.
Really?
These are the gifts of the goddess. Love, joy, and peace. Gifts of the goddess. I am ready to receive all the gifts of the goddess. Love, joy, and
so
peace.
So what about the music? Does the music
gifts
have echo?
Of the goddess. I am ready to receive.
What?
Love,
love.
I am ready.
Are you ready?
Joy.
Okay, I'm going to try.
I am ready.
Are you ready?
Peace. I am ready.
Are you ready?
I am ready to receive. These are the gifts of the goddess. Love, joy, and peace. Talking about gifts of the goddess.
Ready to receive all the gifts Alright, can you guys tell me, please tell me you can hear me. I don't know, I've tried, I've made some adjustments here, see if we still have echo. And if we have echo, song still sounds broken up. And so do you.
Okay. You are not big enough to destroy this show, whatever is going on. What is really going on? Okay, so let's take a breath, everybody. I think it's time for me to stop doing it. I don't know if Celeste can hear me. She pressed one. Let's go to Celeste and see what happens. Hey, Celeste.
Hi. Can you hear me? I'm on my Bluetooth. I can take it off.
Well, please. I just want to know if you can actually. Do you hear the echo?
Not anymore. You sound like Maya Day. Yay! Welcome back.
Okay, good. Let's see people online. Maybe people online still hear echo. And I'm going to take a break after this.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to host the show and being an engineer, it just doesn't work. It takes you out of your flow. Okay, Celeste, I'm gonna come back to you if you still want to add something to the show. And right now, let me know in the chat room if you still hear echo. If you do, I'm gonna go play something else, and I have a quick meditation so I can get back into the energy of today's conversation. Live conversations, media is not working, the show is echo. What is really going on? All right, let's see. Let me see what Betty's saying. Okay. All right, let's take a break. Y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here. But I won't. In the meantime, I'm just gonna play you something good. Let's see. Something that's good. Oh, yeah, this is a good time to play. Because I need prayer right now. Well, maybe we'll play that. Let's center.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
And so it is. Carly Jackson, find her on Facebook, reminding us that we are free, we are wonderful. So even if we don't get to really go deeper in this show, I trust the process. So let's go and get Agape again. They have the songs that just help me stay in alignment. So I'm just going to let it be. I'm going to let it be Agape Choir one more time.
Yeah.
we let it be. I let it be. Now, let's see. Do we still have echoes? Okay, so Melly says she doesn't have any echoes. That's good. I mean, come on now. What's going on in the world? I know I'm not big enough to take care of the technology of the world, but somebody help me out here. Ah, okay. Music to my ears. Steady said, you sound better. Now, Melly said, no echo. Okay. So, you're listening to Ask Life Coach, and they thank God for Agape Choir with Let It Be, agapelife.com. Earlier, we played Karen Drucker, The Gift of the Goddess. Karen Drucker can be found, well, she's not really there, but you go to her website, KarenDrucker.com. KarenDrucker.com. And now, let's see, Fukumini, I don't know where I am now. Let me just go to Celeste. She took her hand up. I think Celeste wants to say something, because, yep, you guys get to teach me today, because Celeste, what's bubbling up for you? I release and let go. I'm going to do a different show today, okay? We're still going to talk about Earth. So we're just going to relax. We're going to kick back.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Are you going to talk about how to dance with it instead of fight with it? Because you did it beautifully. I'm so proud of you. And I should have said hour a day. Hour a day is back. Because you sounded like you were in another world.
I'm dance with it and just let it roll.
Yes.
And not even trying to figure out where I was and just be where I'm at.
That's what's up. And the energy of the day is 9, my brother. It's the crone. All paths are good. Literally.
Yes, and
just
transformation.
Check in.
Just let
there
it
you
happen.
Go. That's right. And 9 is also the butterfly. Oh. You remember.
Come on now. Come on. Come on, Celeste. Okay, keep talking. Go ahead. Tell us
so
what today's energy
you.
Is, you know.
It's 9 for Mother Peace Tarot. I'm pulling from tarot. And I always say that, but I never tell people how I get that. Literally, it's such a fun game. You just add the date, and you break it down, you reduce it, and whatever the number is, numbers have a lot of energy. I've been playing with numbers for a long time. And 9 means a lot of things to a lot of people. But for me, the story is introspection and the butterfly and medicine cards. It's number 9, which is transformation. And all of these things that are happening, I've had a lot of technological stuff this week. Even my brother from the other side hooked me up last night. And I had to learn how to dance with it. And, seriously, you did a great job of doing it. And then I know you're going to use your favorite other word, which is edit. And all is well.
Well, I don't even know.
Really?
I cross my mind real quick that I'll probably edit this show. But I might. I already got enough on my plate. Flip it. I'm not tripping. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to edit. I don't think I am. I'm just going to release it. And so just invite everybody else, 347-426-3346. What's on your mind? And just share what the energy for your day is. So anything else you want to share, Celeste? Because we're here.
Nothing else but that I love the family, and I heard the roll call and all the shout-outs. Oh, you don't do those. But
no,
I send love and magic to everyone. And peace.
Thank you. This
You're welcome.
Segment was brought to you by Celeste Morgan. The energy of the day is 9, ladies and gentlemen, 9. So relax, let go, be still, and let it be. Who's next? 347-426-3346. It's a number to call and share and express yourself. Who is that guy? How did he get into the studio? Let me bring Betty on here. I know she's doing other stuff, but I'm going to bring her on. I'm going to put her on blast. As my co-producer, you must always be ready. So here you go. Your mic is almost live. Oh, I think your guys are working with you. They won't let me unmute your mic, Betty. Okay, let's try it again. Yeah. Why would I even want to trip about this? I am not big enough to destroy the planet. I am not big enough to box with God. So I'm just going to release and let go. Let's see. I can't unmute. Oh, there you go. Betty, your guys were trying. Don't unmute her. But I said, I called my guide. I'm like, we're going to guide punch. What's going on with you? What's bubbling up? I finally succeeded on muting your mic.
He was trying to as a co-producer, I should always be prepared. Now, folks, you finally heard something Ade don't got right.
You said what?
They finally heard you say something that's not always true.
Okay. And what are you speaking about specifically, my dear?
Oh, what you just said a moment ago.
That you were doing something else?
Well, no, not that part. Keep going. Keep going back.
Somebody
help me out.
Remember what I said? Daryl, you think I'd be thinking about what comes out of my mouth? I just say, speak through me. And sometimes, let me see, I can't even go for it. Just help
okay.
me out.
I'm going to help you now. Let's get back to the earth, okay? Let's come
okay,
back
good.
Down to
let's
earth.
Let's get grounded. Okay, let's do it.
We're sort of out there in the ethers talking. Let's come back down to this planet. Let me take off my rescued planet cape for a moment and have a conversation with you.
Okay, good.
Now that we're all squared away, and I'm sounding good, and you're sounding good. So, what do you want to talk about?
Well, you know, you and I were talking about, I don't know if I want to talk about planets now, because I think the planets, like, don't talk about us. Just keep going. Well, actually, no. One of the things, what was coming up for me, we're going to trust the process right now. Remember when we were talking about the show and people that
yes.
you encounter? I want you to share that story, because I'm sure listeners can relate to it.
Well, you know, Adi and I get together all the time and brainstorm what topics we want to bring to the show. And I was telling him that during my courses, going through my weeks and months lately, reading people and talking to people, I kept hearing a common thread from a lot of folks, and that's this huge worry they have over the state of the planet. And how it's affecting them. And they put so much worry in it that it began to manifest in their everyday life. And so, you know, I told Ade, you know, I'm hearing this more and more from a lot of people that are coming to me even. It's saying, when I say, well, what's the matter? How can I help you? And it comes back to the planet. And not necessarily directly to them, and how it's really, really affecting them. And I was thinking, can we really destroy the planet? Can we, I know about, you know, the ozone layer, it's getting thinner, and continents are shifting, and this is due to a lot of man-made things that are happening today. But when it boils down to it, are we that strong? Are we that big that we really can destroy this earth? And should we even be, you know, worried, put that much worry in it that it literally affects us? So that's how we came up with this conversation, because I'm beginning to hear it, at least out here in Utah, from so many people. It's really beginning to affect them. And so that's how the conversation came. My thing is this, you know, ever since I can remember, I think in the last 10 years, we've been hearing a lot about, you know, going green and going organic, planting a tree, all kinds of things for how we can better serve the planet and better help the planet. But are we doing these things out of fear, or that are we doing them out because we just want to help the planet? I think there's a mass consciousness, once again, in my opinion, that says when you worry so much about the planet Earth being destroyed due to people, man's carelessness, ignorance, needing to be my brain, the full moon, woo.
Can you imagine being in that mode and trying to host the show? Okay, good. Now you stepped into my world. Go ahead.
I'm always stepping into your world. I'm the co-producer. But anyway, we're trying to get so advanced in this world that we're actually creating things that causes, you know, harm to the ozone layer and to the planet. And we hear these documentaries of things shifting, and people are just, as they wake up, and I'm going to put that out loosely, but as they wake up, they begin to take focus off of themselves and say, you know, I'm going to put it on the planet. And if you're a parent, even more so, because now they're saying, what are we leaving to our children? Mm-hmm. You know? And it's really beginning to, it's not affecting everybody. I mean, everyone's doing their share. I have to say, I could do better. You know, my thing is, when it comes, this planet cannot be destroyed. That's my opinion. No matter what men think they can do to destroy the planet will always balance itself out. And when it does, it's never pretty. So I don't think the planet can ever be destroyed. But I think we can each play a part in healing, healing it, if you want to use that word, healing.
Right. And I, you know, because that's the point that I wanted to bring up, this whole thing about, you know, you said the intention, people moving from a place of fear, and oh my God, it's what we're doing, it's what we're doing. But the thing is, really, healing starts from within, and the way we treat our environment, our planet, our community is the same way we treat ourselves. If we're doing something from a place of fear, then it's counterproductive. There's not even point doing it. If we're doing it from a place of love. I mean, I was out on a deck this morning before the show, and I was just looking at the trees, and I was just so grateful. I was so grateful for just to have been surrounded by trees and the colors. And if anybody wants to do something about the earth, if they can't, maybe they think they're not powerful enough to compete with the government and what's happening with the oil company and all that. You can start where you are and send out your love vibration to the tree around you, the flower around you, the bog around you. And then not only that, don't just send it out. Let it be an expression of who you really are. Because when we start loving ourselves, when we start healing ourselves, we will automatically heal the planet. Now, the planet can do what it needs to do. The continents are always going to separate. That's just the way it shifts. I mean, I thought of this analogy. It's like if you have two identical houses that were built, and in one house people were living in it, and the other one was empty, but they were built at the same time, used the same material and everything, you know, the one where people are living in would obviously have wear and tear. You know, you have to keep doing things to keep it up and making sure the pipes are fine and the vent and dust and everything is cleaned out on a regular basis. Now, the house that nobody lives in, is it going to be the same as when it was built? Absolutely not, because the elements are going to do what they do to the house. The appliances are even going to be faulty because it's not being used. And my point is, change is the only thing that is constant. So when we worry about our children, I'm going to be crazy enough to say some people worry about our children, don't even have children. Some people worried about the planet and talk about what's going on in the planet, and they are the meanest person you can ever meet. Now, I'm not saying don't add value to this planet, but be very clear about your intention. If we start doing stuff as if, you know, just to put another badge on our spiritual wall, like, oh, another award, I saved the planet. First of all, the planet will save itself. You know, when you're talking about planet always balance itself, the earth, it does, it is. People have theories that the government is doing something, changing the weather pattern. Well, that's just the nature of things. So the earthquake, the flood, it will always balance itself out. And ultimately, the thing that we're worried about is death. Human beings being wiped out of what off the face of the planet. Okay, well, if we're wiped off the face of the planet, are we going to be in the spiritual realm worrying about that? That's such a shame that we go wiped out. You know, spirit is going to continue to change and evolve. Go ahead, Betty.
But what I want to say is we have to understand, you know, there's a new age coming up, if you want to say, at the 2012 revolution when everyone realized they're not dead when they wake up the next morning. This is the thing. You have to understand that, you know, thought is energy. And if you get 20 people, it's like prayer. See, they say if you get a group of people praying for the same thing, how it can become created. But imagine if you got a billion people saying the world is bad. Now, the world, mm-hmm. You know, that we're destroying it. in essence, you are creating things to happen because of that mass thought, you know, that mass consciousness that say we're destroying the planet. Now, I don't think, and I choose to believe, let me say this, thank God would never let us get that far. But it gets far enough where we do create certain things. You say government is doing this, we're part of the government. You know, because we're helping the government along, let me say it that way. So when we say the government is destroying our planet, the very thought of worry, the very thought of discontent, woe is me, you're adding to that consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
You're adding to it. You know, there's the tag on this show is be the change you want to see. There comes a point where you have to realize I got to get out of that group of people who are fearing about the earth and get into this group of people who are individually doing something on their own for the earth, yet collectively doing it too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So you got to eventually choose which group you want to be in. Because even if you're saying individually, I am doing whatever I can to help the earth, but yet I am still in the group that worries about it, then you're canceling it out. Because you're saying I'm doing good, but yet I'm thinking the earth is going to be bad, so I just canceled out my good. We really have to see our own power of creation. And there are people who are very good at what they do to help the earth. But when they sing their swan song about it, boy, it's a gloom and doom. And but I'm doing this, but the earth is going to do that. They're on that song. I'm like, you have no idea how much you're contributing for this stuff to continue with mm-hmm. your thoughts, with your words, your action. So in this case, it's being counterpunched by your thoughts.
Right.
And your feelings. And because the actions,
Go ahead.
Yeah. They're doing an action, but then they put more feeling into the thought of where the earth is going.
But you know, what you're saying here is the point, and I think that really that this is the main point, is that the thought that we're putting out, we got to remember that thought, everything is energy, and what you're putting out, every thought that you think is creating on some level. I was watching Oprah's life class, I think it was on Tuesday. That's when she did a show on letting go of anger. And someone sent in an email or a post on the wall saying, well, actually, you're saying let go of anger. This is a time to be really angry. We should be angry at the politicians. And and the thing is, what is anger going to do somehow? Well, okay, let me finish that thought. Somehow we think if we stay angry, it will change something. If you stay angry, the only thing that's going to change is the chemistry of your body, and it won't be good for you. Now, I'm not saying anger is bad. I'm saying you can have your anger, but just express it, let it go, and then say, what am I going to do to bring healing to the situation, to bring a solution to it, rather than staying angry, because that energy of anger will eat you up, and then your body will reflect that. And it's really, you know, that thing about intention. We've got to be really, really, really careful about the thoughts we think. There's so many things that I see now. I mean, I shared at the beginning of the show, I'm going to not use names. I was in the chat room yesterday, and in the chat room, there were some things that were slightly different than the norm. I'm trying to change the name of the incident or whatever they say, change the name of the incident. But anyway, things were different. And, okay, let me put it this way. Yeah, I'm just going to this part. People got a different speaker. They used a certain speaker, but they had a different speaker. So there were some people, I mean, who were just so critical. For me, actually, I would say they were being mean. And it was interesting, you know, on a normal basis, if you will, or other times, the same people that was having things to say that wasn't supportive or supportive of the energy that everybody needed would be the ones that, oh, yes, we're one with the one.
ooh, we love the planets and the dolphins, and we send, we got to bless our brothers and sisters in the ocean. We're mistreating them. And I was looking at this conversation. It wasn't a lot, but it was particularly that I remember, like two people. And I remember just watching. I'm talking about myself here. I'm watching the conversation, and I was being triggered. I was being triggered about a lot of different things, like, wow, I can't believe the people who say they're about love and now expressing this thing that is in a different vibration. And I, there are times I wanted to say something to them, like, well, you know, you only get to keep what you give away. So this, what you're giving away, you're giving back to yourself. Then before I can type it, I'll come back to myself. Where is that energy coming from? I wanted to talk to them, but I realized by getting involved with them, by even trying to correct them, by even trying to steer them in a different direction, now I'm fueling their energy. Now, who knows? Maybe they're at home having fun. Maybe it wasn't really that serious for them, but how it was coming across in a very critical way. And I finally found peace because I realized me being triggered by what they were doing is I had to say to myself, okay, Addict, so you see them as being judgmental. What gives you the right to be judgmental about their judgment? So I said, okay, that was all I needed. I just said, I am not going to be judgmental about their judgment. It was still a work for me because I don't know if it surprised me, but it was something about it. And my point is, every day, each and every one of us will have an opportunity to see where we are in consciousness. Now, we may project it out into the earth. We may project it out to our family members. We may project it out to our coworkers or supervisors and talk about how bad they are or program we work. But really, if you spot it, you got it. If there's something out there that you're complaining about, that you're angry about, it's really not about what you think you're angry about. It's really what's going on within you. Because when you're at peace, you can allow other people to be who they need to be so they can find their own peace. And that's what we need. So when we say, let there be peace on the planet, well, let it start with you. You be the example of what you see, what you want to see for your children, you know. And some, it's an interesting paradox. So unless you want to add anything, Betty, I'm going to take a quick break. Anything you want to add before we take a break?
Well, yeah, but the thing, I just want to say the last part, you know, because people say, you mentioned children. They gave me the leeway to break in with that. What I would like people to do let me take it back. What I would ask a person is, what are you teaching your children? If you mm-hmm. say that the planet belongs to them in the future, then it really depends on what you teach them at this moment. Mm-hmm. If they go into the future feeling they got to rush in it with fear, then you're not doing them a justice. And so it really starts with you and being an example to the children of how you love the planet, teaching them how you love the planet. You know, let them see what it means to you and what it can mean to them as they grow up. They are the future CEOs and business holders. They are mm-hmm. the future government. They are the future presidents. They are the future people who will determine the next phase of the planet. Mm-hmm. So it's time now to really get serious with our kids and teach them not what they shouldn't do, as much as teach them how to love it. Love.
Yes, right.
Love them.
So true.
Because from that, they will automatically know what not to do.
Mm-hmm. You be the change you want to see. Thank you, Betty. Thank you for everything you do. And I'm going to get on the website. We'll talk about that after the show. But thank you very much. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Addict. The topic is, you are not big enough to destroy the planet. So start with yourself. Start healing yourself, healing your body. And that would naturally extend into the universe. Because when you are enjoying yourself, when you are in joy, when you're passionate, when you're loving your life, oh, my God, you're healing the planet on a deeper level. It can't even be measured. But when you are angry, upset, pissed, and angry, and judgmental, and critical, you're sending out energy to the universe, to the planet, and the planet's like, okay, we're going to have to do some shifting here. It's time for the earthquake. But you've got to be the change you want to see. And how do you know what you're doing, if what you're doing works for you, if it's right?
well, is it good for you? Is it good for everybody else? More importantly, what is your intention? Why are you doing what you're doing? Are you coming from a place of fear, a place of lack, limitation? Are you coming from a place of abundance, a place from a consciousness where you recognize we are one? And how do we do it? We be the change we want to see. We'll be right back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex.
Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media, from my friends.
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is.
So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversation, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help. And because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready?
Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
While you
That's a love that's real. When you look at somebody and what they're doing, even though you may not align with your values, and you just give them a love that's real and say, this belongs to you. You're a healing angel. You're in my life to help me be to remind me to be a giver of love, to remind me that I am love. So I'm not going to trip. I'm going to trust the process. That was Esther Nicholson. You can find out more about her, Esther, E-S-T-E-R, Nicholson, and .com. Yeah, EstherNicholson.com. That's I Believe It Belongs to You. Can you imagine the story she talked about in the song? Someone spat up Martin Luther King, and he wiped it and gave the guy back his handkerchief and said, I believe this belongs to you. You know, think of those who came before you, what they went through. For you to be here today. So when we talk about peace on earth, it's got to start within. And I go to the modern day Bible for me, and you guys know what that is. The sacred yes. And I actually brought the book with me, and I said, well, let me see if there's anything on earth. I wasn't sure, but then I found something. I want to read this, share this with you before we release the show. And I love the energy of today, man. So much, just so much. Let's just keep moving. Just stay focused. So, Sacred Yes by Deborah Johnson. Letters from the Infinite, Volume 1. And the topic is, the title is Peace on Earth. And this is what God, the universal mind, God consciousness, had to say through Reverend Deborah Johnson. What is this thing called peace that you speak so much of, particularly at the end of the year? You speak of peace on earth as though there were a way for peace to reign upon the earth in the way that sun's ray shine down on the earth. Peace is not something that is generated from a distant location, a planet, or anything out there. Peace is generated in the heart. Instead of always saying peace on earth, it might do you well to talk about peace in your heart. Mm-hmm. The only thing you ever see demonstrated in the world is just a pure reflection of whatever it is that you human beings a harboring in your heart. What do you see in the world right now? Regardless of what label you give it, it's simply a reflection of what we're harboring in our heart. So the hate, the discrimination, the judgment, the recession, or whatever you want to call it, it's simply what we humans are harboring in our hearts. How do we change it? Like Betty was saying, we teach our children. As a matter of fact, maybe we need to listen to them rather than teach them, because they're clear. They're not confused. They are not confused. They get confused when we start feeding them this BS, because everything you believe is BS. It's a belief system that's not serving you, that you know doesn't make sense. So when your children ask you, but why, you say, because I say so, because you can't explain it. Tamara, say something in chat. Let's see.
Okay, Tamara said it's time to get serious with the corporations so the earth is still here for the kids. I think kids naturally love the earth. I think adults put money before love of earth and love of each other. And, yeah, I agree with you to some extent. And when you talk about adults put money before love of earth and love of each other. Yeah, really, because we say that we look to God, but our actions is more about we're serving money rather than God. And the money we have here in America anyway, in God we serve. So are we serving God or are we serving that bill? Are we serving that dollar? If I go to a grocery store and I say, in God we trust. Okay, yeah, I think that doesn't sound right. In God we trust. Like, if I go to a grocery store, write on a piece of paper and write some numbers on it, in God we trust, would they take it from me? They were like, well, if you trust God, you better trust him to give you the money. So it's begun at what? We are misaligned, we are confused about value because we don't value ourselves. And all the changes that are happening now is reminding us to look at where we put in our values. You know, a lot of us, and all the listeners, you have gifts and talents. And there are some people with gifts and talents still struggling, not having money to do things. But think about it. Think about exchange. Think about bartering. Now, I'm not saying we don't need money, we don't need to use money. Money is very important until if we decide not to have money. But there are ways to get around this erroneous thought that times are hard. I have a gift. Now, so example, here's the thing. This is how it works. Let's just say somebody saying, well, you know, I need to come speak to some my young people. We need a speaker and blah, blah, blah. And but we don't have the money because they cut our funding. Well, first of all, if someone's going to come up to me like that, I say come up with something that matches and lets me know you acknowledge what I'm bringing. There will be time when I give without anything in return from the person. But it is important for them to say what we can do is, let's see, we know you have a radio show and, you know, it's a great radio show, and we have a billboard outside of our building. You can put the name, you can put your website address on there. That's an even exchange. I would jump for that. Now, if the building is where nobody walks past it, I guess the parents would see it. But really, it still is worthy. We need to start valuing our gifts and talent and see how we can exchange it when we don't have the money because we don't have a job. Just because we don't have money doesn't mean we should stop living. People say they can't survive without money, but we're surviving. There are people surviving. There's so much more to us. And then, let's see, Betty said, the earth will be here for our kids. This is Betty. But it's the kids who will be the future corporation. So once again, it starts back with what we teach our children. Teach them how corporations should work for the planet so when they take it over, they can put that wisdom to use. And the truth is, we say the children are our future. Yes, indeed. But like Michael Beckwith would say, and I really totally agree with that, the children are our now. They are our now. Right now, they're living on this planet. Right now, they want to be educated. Right now, they want to be healthy. Right now, they want to live on a peaceful planet. Right now, they want to feel loved. Right now, they want to know who they are. Now, the future does not exist. It's just an idea. There is no future. The future and the past is happening now. So let's do what we need to do now so we don't have to worry about then. Let's see. Tamara said, I am not sure if it will be too late by then, but I think we should teach kids that decisions should not be made based on what career they want and how much money they will earn. Teach them we are all connected. I so agree. There's a correction somewhere. Oh, okay, she said, but I think we should teach kids that decisions should not just be based on the career they want and how much money they will earn. Okay, I like the just be as opposed to must not, indeed. But how do we teach them? We teach them that by our example.
So as parents, uncles and caregivers and aunts and whatever, teachers, we make it a point to do work, to have a career that we love and we enjoy. Because it's what you say when you, when you're not even aware that's teaching your children. So when a parent comes back and he's saying, I'm not going to say little Johnny, I just did. Can't even think of a name. James, let's go for James. James, you must, you, when you grow up, you should get a job that makes you feel happy, that makes you fulfilled, because that's the way to do it. And James said, okay, mommy, thank you. Okay, daddy, I'm going to do, I'm going to be the president of the world. I'm going to be a doctor. It's like, great. But when you come back from your work that is not fulfilling to you, and you get on the couch and say, oh, this job is killing me. Man, I can't wait till the day I quit, till the day I retire. I can't wait to find another job. That's the message you're sending your child. Because if you really believe in what you're telling James, then you need to be an example. If you come home and keep talking about how bad your job is, how much you don't have any money, you think money grows on trees, and you say life is not about money, but when they ask something, you make it be about money. I'm not talking about you, Tamara. I'm talking generally. When you make it be about money, I don't have the money, well, then you're teaching them life is about money. So the child grows up and says, hey, I need to make money so I can get what I want. We need to learn a different way of communicating. We need to learn a new way of being with ourselves so that we can be a living, breathing example of what we want our children to express when they become adults. Here's the thing. Even while we do that, your children are going to, they're going to go and grow through their own challenges. You can't love your children enough to protect them from life. They're here to learn about life. They're here to learn about themselves. But it is important to give them all the love that you know to give, all the care, all everything that you need to do, that you feel in your heart to share with your child so they can develop into responsible adults. But be real, be aware that they will be going through their own experience as well, because they came here to learn about life. Let's see. Tamara said, I don't have someone, let's see, I'm, oh, okay, Betty, I think you're trying to say something. Okay, we've got a few minutes, I'm coming to you. Tamara said, most adults think that is hippie thinking and poo-poo, and they poo-poo it. So most don't see the value in what we are saying. Well, it really doesn't matter if most doesn't. It's a small group of people that change the world. Let's focus on the ones that do, and we do what we do. We become who we are. We remember that we're human beings, and then we don't have to worry about those who don't care. Sometimes the people who you say don't care or think is hippie, think it, they're just afraid. They're just afraid, and because they're afraid, they will judge you, they will criticize you, they will point fingers. They will blame you for everything. But if you're content, as I, the show I did a few days ago, I am enough. When you're living from that consciousness of I am enough, you're not worried about. I mean, you're not worried about the other folks. I'm coming to you, Betty. I'm coming to you. I mean, I had a conversation going on Facebook. And for a minute, I felt like, well, you know, am I really facing reality because of what the other person was saying? But I said, no, this is my truth. The best way I can heal the planet is to be the change, to be the solution. And by being the change, I'm part of the healing, rather than judge and criticize and blame everybody else for what they're doing or not doing. Betty, you got 1 minute.
Oh, well, the way you were talking, I thought I was going to have 20 seconds.
Okay, well, okay, you got 15 seconds now.
But I would say this, I would say it really fast. Every problem we have in our personal life, and which then goes out into our outer world, everyone, when it gets down to it, is based on what we did or didn't get from our family, from our parents. When you dig and dig, no matter if you go to a doctor, therapist, Michael Beckwith, whoever you go to, you'll find out that the root of all your troubles, worries, headaches, fear of the world, and so forth and so on came from mom and dad. And it's a leap effect. So just look at your own life. Just go back to your own issues. The people who are screaming about where this world is coming, going to, And what are we leaving to our children? I have to ask everybody. Weren't you once a child? What did your parents think about it? What did theirs think about it? What did they do about it? Hey, my guys got my back. What are they doing about it? So I'm just saying that when we say teach our children, know that, you know, look at your own life and then say, man, a lot of my issues that I got to deal with, I have to heal something in me that happened when I was a child.
That's right.
And,
right.
Like, you know.
All right.
We got to go.
Time
is counting
down.
I'm going to
box
you
later. So I'll be the change you want to see. We love you. We bless you. We appreciate you. And we thank God for you. We'll see you on Monday. And join us on Tuesday with Tom Zuber for exploring grief and death and grief or trauma, whatever. We're out of here. Peace and blessings. Be well, be loved, and be the change you want to be.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.